Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. JP Cakes and Bish. EB's taking a few days off this week. I don't think the full week. Very nebulous. His
partial
staycation.
Week. Doing a partial.
Anyway, joining us right now on the Matt Suarez Hotline. We're talking some World Cups. Our buddy Sebastian Salazar now covers soccer in the World Cup for ESPN. What's up, Sebastian?
What's up, guys? I'm good. I'm glad to be home. I'm still on Moscow time, so I've been up since like 3:30. I can't sleep. I got back sick, but you know, it's good to be back.
Hey, are you home like for good now?
For like 2 weeks till the next rush of assignments comes up. But yeah, man, I'm in DC for 2 weeks. I'll be on East Coast time, so I don't have to do math anymore.
So how long were you in Moscow? Were you there for a month?
We were all over Russia, Lurch. I know you've been following the World Cup intensely.
I actually have been.
Yeah, he has.
You'd be surprised. I have been.
Good. So I was there 27 days, but we weren't just in Moscow. We were in all over the place. Ekaterinburg, Rostov, Samara, places you never heard of.
Was your take on the country? Did you like it? Did you enjoy yourself?
You know what? There was a lot of times where I was like, wow, this looks a lot like Mexico, or this looks a lot like Middle America. You know, when you get out to the rural places, it's not that different from what we know here. The cities are amazing. The cities are beautiful. Like, the architecture's incredible. But there's a lot of things about Russia that are just different, like creature comforts, stuff that you get accustomed to here that you don't have there that drives you a little crazy.
Like?
Yeah, example.
You can't get ice in your water. You can't get ice in your drinks. They look at you like you're crazy.
Wait a second. Now, we got to break here. I love ice in all of my sodas. Iced tea, obviously.
Between that and the air travel, you would never survive a day in Russia, my man. Never. Not one.
So they serve you like a Diet Pepsi if you can get your hands on one of those. Just room temperature or out of the fridge, I guess.
We were begging for ice for our beer sometimes, man. And this is a country that loves hockey. One guy walked into the VIP of the VIP of one restaurant with like a bucket full of ice, and we rushed him. You know, it was like finding gold. It was amazing.
What about cocktails? They don't serve ice in their cocktails?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, not the cocktails I was drinking. It's a lot of vodka and kind of straight. So they don't, you know, they kind of get offended if you mix anything with
don't
it.
Like
I was trying.
Wow.
Oh, man. They served me some horseradish vodka. And I don't like really vodka or horseradish, let alone the combination. But, they didn't want you mixing it with anything.
So Russia actually made it interesting in the quarters. Of course, it went to a penalty shootout. There's been a lot of talk from people that aren't big, soccer fans. Why does it end like this? Cakes is one of those guys. And I just say the guys are physically exhausted and have another game. Like, what's your take on it? Because there was a number of shootouts in the last round. What's your take
on that?
I
totally get people who are like, you know, this has nothing to do with the game. And I would agree in so many. It doesn't produce a just victor. Like, it's just a coin flip, you know? But there's nothing more dramatic. And when you put it in World Cup context, like every 4 years, these, you know, the great players might get three World Cups. Most average, like a good player gets one. So this is your one chance. It's not your state. It's not your city rooting for you. The whole country's like waiting to make you a hero or crush you as a GOAT. So I don't know that there's anything more dramatic in sports. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's, I don't think you can beat it for drama.
Are we going to see Messi and Ronaldo, one or both or none, in the next World Cup in 2022?
I don't think we'll see either, man. That's going to be where the odds are right now. I mean, Ronaldo be 37, Messi be 35. I could see if Argentina gets their act together, which is not likely. Like, they just had a presidential election for their federation, and the final vote was 38-38. That's 76 votes, but only 75 people voted. So their federation is a show, as you guys like to say. And but if they can get it sorted, like Messi at 35, you sprinkle him in with a good, nice team, maybe he can produce some magic. I think Ronaldo at 37 will be on a beach in Miami collecting checks from David Beckham and MLS.
I don't blame him. What was the biggest surprise for you from the weekend, from Friday or Saturday's games? You know, Brazil, it just looked like Brazil was just so much more skilled than Belgium player for player. They're unbelievable with the ball in their foot. I mean, I don't even know how they can do some of the stuff that they do. But they had the own goal, went off a shoulder. France was clearly better than Uruguay. Was there a big surprise or shock in those four games for you?
I think nobody should be surprised that Belgium's in the semifinals, but I think everybody's surprised that they were able to beat Brazil. Brazil was definitely the favorite. For me, they were the favorite left in the tournament just based on how they'd played and who they played. That was a big knock on Belgium. They got all the talent, but they hadn't really played anybody yet. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, Brazil looked dominant. That's because Belgium scored early. And when Belgium scores early, it allows them to sit off. It takes all the pressure off them. So don't get fooled into thinking that Brazil was miles and miles ahead of Belgium. Belgium just didn't need to, you know, expose themselves at the back by testing themselves too much up front. And I think Belgium now has to be a favorite. If they can do that to Brazil, then they take Brazil's spot. For me, I think that the winner of the France-Belgium game is probably your World Cup victor. I think that's what most people are thinking.
How crushed were the Russian fans after they lost to Croatia?
Oh, man. We were like a 25-hour train ride away from Moscow when they won in the round of 16 in penalties. And, like, the party didn't stop till 4 in the morning. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, they just all discovered the horns on their cars. It was fun, but you know what? I think it was really out of the blue. So I think expecting anything beyond what they got was asking a lot. And you saw, like, the teary-eyed fans who were all saying, yeah, but we're proud of our guys. They made it to the quarterfinals when a lot of people didn't think they would make it out of the group.
Joined by Sebastian Salazar, covers soccer in the World Cup for ESPN. So France, Belgium. Belgium's on a long winning streak. France, when I'm watching them, I mean, they're winning efficiently, but they haven't overly impressed me, but maybe I'm completely mistaken. Well, what's your take on France against Belgium?
In soccer, they say, you know, this is a good one for the neutrals. If you don't have a rooting interest, you're going to enjoy it because it should be back and forth pretty wide open. That's how both teams like to play. Lurch, some might say, take the over in a game like this.
All right.
I think Belgium is just a little bit better right now. France, for whatever reason, and they've got equal talent, I think, and maybe you even give the talent edge to the French, but they haven't really hit full gear yet at a tournament like this. And I kind of worry, like, we've had at this point 5 games, and I don't know that I've seen a full France yet. They were good against Argentina, good enough to score 4 goals, but, you know, bad enough to allow 3. And then Uruguay, they really took on like a 50% Uruguayan team because they didn't have one of their star players. So I think Belgium has the edge in that one, man. But I think it's going to be a wide open, fascinating game. If you think about like the kids, the names of players that kids know from playing FIFA that are the stars, the big money guys, they're all on these two teams. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find a better matchup for talent on paper.
Sebastian, what is the celebration going to look like in England if they're able to pull this off and win their first World Cup since 1966? We know the English fans are desperate to get that second World Cup. What's that going to look like?
It's coming home, they say, right?
Yeah, I keep seeing that hashtag.
Yeah, they'll party for a long time, and we won't ever hear the end of it, the rest of the world, because we're still hearing about 1966. Look, it's they are like a standard in futility for a long time. People think of England as a superpower. This is the third time they've ever made the semifinals. They made it in 66 when they won at home, which anything you do at home gets a little bit of an asterisk. And they did it in 1990, and that's it. And ever since 90, man, they've been, you know, golden generation after golden generation of players that have failed to live up to mark. They're coming off their worst World Cup ever. They failed out of the group phase. So this would be a remarkable, remarkable turnaround, and they will go nuts.
By the way, Harry Kane is their captain. Tell me what he's great at. I know he scored a bunch of goals, but he's not one of these guys that dribbles past like 5 or 6 guys, you know?
Yeah, JP, man, they don't play the quarterback the same as they play the running back, right? Like, right. You know, soccer, you if you can score goals, that's the premium thing you can do. Right. And I actually think Harry Kane's a little bit more than just like a goal scorer. He's good with his back to goal. He can include others in the play. He's not Messi. He's not Neymar. He's not going to have a bunch of YouTube clips. But you know what? Like, to me, that's the thing about a guy like Neymar. You know, he can do amazing things with the ball, but you don't do that stuff in a game. You score goals, and Harry Kane's still playing. Neymar's not.
So let's get your picks.
I love
here.
The pronunciation too. Give me it again.
Neymar.
It's almost a Nomar.
Neymar. Yeah. Neymar. My mother would kill me if I didn't say the Latin names right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get your picks. So France Belgium is the game tomorrow, 2:00. And France is +150 if you like them to win. Belgium's +210, so France is a slight favorite there. And then the total's 2.5 if you like to go over. They're +105, unders -125. So Vegas expects this to be a Belgium or a France win in a low scoring game. What do you like?
Yeah, man, I like Belgium. I see them at +202 at where I'm looking, but I like Belgium. And hey, that over, you know, if you're in the rooting for some goals, I don't think that over is a bad play. They're giving it to you. What did you say? +105? That doesn't sound too bad to me.
Yeah, exactly.
He likes right. Belgium in the over.
Okay.
And yeah.
Then Wednesday, you got England and Croatia.
Right,
England, significant favorite here. +130 if you like them. Croatia's +260, and the total's 2.
Look, so Croatia's had some back-to-back games, 90 minutes plus extra time. You know, I think there's a thought that they're going to be fatigued here. Here's the reality. Most of these bookmakers, they're in England. So I see where that +134 comes from. I think Croatia's the better team, man. I think they've been the better team since this bracket was you know, sorted out after the group phase. I think they were the best team then. I think they're better than England now. Mm. And at +250, man, I would take them. But, you know, betting soccer is absurd. I'm going to come out looking like an idiot here.
It won't stop us from doing it.
Yeah, I'm still going to do it. Don't worry about that.
The English goalie impressed me, Sebastian, in that last game.
Pickford, yeah. He had some big saves in the round of 16, too. Maybe the save of the tournament against Colombian guy, Mateus Uribe, who banged the ball from like 35 yards last minute. Pickford saves it. It goes out for the corner. Colombia scores on the corner to push it to extra time. So nobody talks about the Pickford save, but it was amazing. For me, the save of the tournament. He's been really good, and he's a perfect example of what this English team is. They're young, and they're kind of unbothered by the history of the past generations. They came in with very low expectations relative to other English teams because they're young and unproven, and they're proving that they're actually really, really good.
By the way, will Sebastian Salazar be at the opening of Audi Field?
I will be there. Yeah, section 107. Me and my old man got season tickets. Be sitting next to some friends. So yeah, we'll be there with our Rooney gear on.
Very cool.
Hey, Sebastian. I don't know if you saw this, but 60 Minutes had a special or a story on the American stud that plays over in Germany. I don't know his last name. It's
Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Very interesting story. This kid he's 19 years old. He makes $8 million a year for his German club. Funny, he actually took a private jet. His parents didn't want him to do it, but he took a private jet from Germany over to Hershey, Pennsylvania, just so he can go to the prom.
Oh, I thought he wanted to go to Hershey Park and ride the Super Duper Looper.
Sure.
No, so,
it's a good ride.
So he's making tons of money. How good is this kid? And then what do you think the future is of American soccer? Obviously a huge disappointment that they weren't in this cup.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal, man. He's the reason you felt really bad for them missing this World Cup. It would have been his moment on the international kind of big stage. I think he's ready for a move, if not this summer or next, to somewhere bigger where more American eyes will be able to see him on the regular. He's the best American player ever. I mean, like, to do what he's done at this young of an age, no one has really even come close. So, you know, he's on a pathway to be really remarkably good. There are some other young players that are kind of on those similar pathways, not maybe to his level yet. But the reality is that those guys are like 6 to 8 years from being in their prime and contributors on the national team. There's a big window for here over the next 4 years that I think is really worrisome based on the age of the guys that just aged out and didn't qualify.
Right. I mean, if they don't make it again.
Well, they're going to make it in 8 years because they're a host country.
Okay. All right. But they might not make it in 4.
In Qatar?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll suck.
That would suck. All right, Sebastian, appreciate the time, man. Welcome back.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Sebastian, might hit you up to play some golf.
You let me know, man. I'm here for at least 2 weeks, man. I'm ready to get it in.
All right, bro. Good stuff.
Have fun watching the games.
I love Sebastian. Not envious of his travel schedule. He went to Russia in 4 years. He's going to Qatar. No thank you on both.
He's blowing
and
up,
he's got to stay there for 27 days.
Yeah, he's got to stay there for a month.
He used to host Redskins Overtime, which I've done now for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
And he decided to make the move to ESPN. He made his national debut on their morning show, Get Up. Is that what it's called? The one with Mike Greenberg?
Yeah.
Is it called Get Up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing very well.
He is. Good for him.
Value in taking risks sometimes in life, Cakes.
Oh, well.
I know you're not big on that, yeah. But sometimes it pays off. Yeah. Hey, you took a risk leaving Toys R Us to go for the Junkies.
Very good
paid
point.
Paid off.
Very good point.
And he's done the same thing.
Yes,
so
good for him.
He likes Belgium and the over, and he leans on Croatia.
Yep, he likes Croatia.
Just
he
at
likes
those
the underdogs.
Names, though, I would go with France and England, right?
Oh, you're a soccer noob.
Yeah, but this has been an underdog type of World Cup, though. Right?
I mean,
no one expected Croatia to be in the final four.
Croatia's in the final four.
Yeah,
no, but
that.
France and England are the big boys.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure. But, I mean, look at all those other powers that lost. So, you know, who knows? It might be worth a shot to take the underdogs.
All right, phone number, as always, is 800-636-1067 if you want to call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. And right now, we're going to actually hook up our 10th caller at 800-636-1067. With a pair of tickets to the second annual Nova Hokie Club football kickoff dinner, July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. And catch special guests, head coach Justin Fuente, John Lazor, Mike Burnup, July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Tickets are on sale now, presented by Protest. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Dave Jagler, voice of the Nationals, will join us. They took 3 out of 4 against the Marlins over the weekend. We spent some time in the 7 o'clock hour talking about the rotation, as Tanner Roark has really been struggling of late, as has Gio.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't have Strasburg back in the fold.
Although Gio wasn't as bad. Gio pitched on... When did Gio pitch this past weekend? Did he pitch on Friday?
I don't remember the exact start for Gio. I do know that since Strasburg's been down, his ERA is over 8.
Yeah, I mean, he's been walking a lot of guys. And I think he had 3 or 4 walks in this last start, but he wasn't as bad, I don't think, as his previous 2 starts.
So we'll talk to Dave Jagler about that at 9 o'clock. And then Luke Thomas was going to join us at 9:40. We'll talk about UFC 226. The big story there, Daniel Cormier won the heavyweight championship over Stipe Miocic, and apparently he's going to fight Brock Lesnar next. Brock Lesnar, who's in the WWE, hasn't fought in the UFC in several years, and last time he did, he tested positive for drugs.
Well, that's going to be a massive, massive payday for Brock. Yes. One Brock Lesnar.
Brock showed up right before the title fight, and then Cormier won via knockout, and then Cormier asked him to come in. It was very WWE stickish.
Yep.
A lot of people didn't like it. I had no problem with it because right now there's kind of a void of superstars, and he brings intrigue. Surprisingly, Brock Lesnar's only 5-3 in the UFC.
Now, how big is Lesnar?
Massive. Well,
how much bigger is he than
Cormier?
Cormier.
Well,
Cormier's much bigger.
Oh, yeah?
Cormier's kind of pudgy. So Cormier was fighting at 205.
But Cormier's much more skilled.
He's a two-time Olympic wrestler.
Yeah.
He's only lost to Jon Jones.
Right. Well, Brock's a great wrestler.
Brock, sure. Very
All-American
good wrestler.
Wrestler.
And he's going to be much bigger. Brock cuts from, like, say, 300 pounds to cut down to, I think the maximum weight in the UFC is 265.
Man, that's a big one.
Whereas Cormier, though, was cutting a lot to make 205 because he weighed in at 245 or 246 for this fight, and it showed. Like, I joked about it on Twitter. I said Humpty Dumpty just won the UFC title.
Really?
I mean,
so it did show.
I got to show you a picture. Well, you need skill. It's clearly about skill, not your physique. It doesn't matter who looks better in a picture. But Cormier showed up for the weigh-in, and he was wearing, like, Rocky sweatpants.
He's wearing, like, Nubs, like, $7 Hanes sweatpants.
Right. Yeah, and they were, like, hiked up over his belly button.
He just looked like a dog?
But you know what? He packs a punch.
Oh, yeah. You imagine how strong that kid is?
They were in a clinch. And right off the clinch, I mean, look at the sweatpants that he's wearing. Just look how he's wearing them.
He looks like a donk.
At the weigh-in with Stipe. But he was in a clinch. And Stipe actually had some good moments in that round. And then he broke out of the clinch and just caught him with the right hand and put him to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Lesnar has got to be 6 inches taller than Cormier, if maybe more. But Cormier, man, he's got some guns. Cormier is just an ox.
Guy knows how to fight.
When
maybe it'll intrigue you to pull the trigger and buy the pay-per-view.
No, I have no interest.
November. MMA fans are
so this is
worst.
November?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're kind of like soccer fans. They don't want anyone to like their sport but themselves. And
right.
They think they're no.
They don't want anybody new coming to the party.
They're upset because Brock came into the ring and he was WWE in it.
Right.
He came in and he goes, I told you that the fight before the title fight was awful, right? And Brock came in there hurling expletives. Here's Brock Lesnar as he enters the ring.
Let me tell you something. I walked into this building and watched the heavyweight disasters from the beginning. Nagano's a piece of shit. Miocic's a piece of shit. DC, I'm coming for you, mother.
Sounds like you got quite a pop.
So the MMA guys, they don't like the fans.
The
don't
purists,
like
they
hardcore
think it's
guys.
Too much shtick.
Yeah. Right.
Luke probably hates it. I ripped my pants off.
Right.
But
be
I'm
happier.
A rude. So right.
Who were the two guys he was talking about? There were pieces.
Stipe,
of...
who was the most decorated heavyweight champion of all time, and that he's defended his
he had
title
just
three
lost
times
moments ago.
Oh, okay.
He had just lost and was just kind of.
He's
actually a good story because he's a firefighter. He's a Croatian, I guess, but he lives in Cleveland.
Right. He's butt size for a Croatian to beat England. Right.
He was sitting on a stool right next to Brock.
And he won, won the title, defended it several times against all the top guys. Then Cormier knocks him out. Lesnar comes in and calls him a piece of ass.
Yeah, he called them both pieces of ass. I love it. But again, like I'm drab. I'm a full on rude.
Now I almost agree with them.
For guys like me who don't really care about the UFC,
yeah.
I mean that makes it a little bit more interesting.
Right, you need a little juice. That's what Conor McGregor brought. And since Conor hasn't been in the UFC I don't think he's fought for 2 years in the UFC. I mean, he just made too much money with the Mayweather fight. He's not going to waste his time fighting little piddly cards, I guess. And who knows if he's ever going to step back into the octagon? That's the juice the sport needs. Needs stars, and they don't have stars because John Jones tests positive every time he has a fight.
Right.
So he gets banned over
disaster.
And over and over again. Mm-hmm. And believe me, when his ban is over, they'll bring him right back in.
Of course.
Because I think there were rumors that it was going to be John Jones against Brock Lesnar.
Because there'll be buyers.
Yep. Not these guys.
JP will buy again.
This
buy,
other
buy,
side
buy.
Of the room will probably
absolutely.
Buy.
I can see that. But that does make it a little bit more interesting. Now, I won't buy it, but I would be intrigued to know the result if those who hook up in November.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar has a massive head, though.
You'll let JP buy it and tell you how it turns out.
Buy, buy, buy!
Or, no, sell, sell, sell.
Sell, sell, sell!
Yeah.
Cakes, I don't think you would have been sized for his look. I'm pretty sure he was wearing a suit with his pant legs tucked into his cowboy boots.
Brock Lesnar
only
was,
one guy can do that.
That's what he can pull it off. Yeah.
By the way, somebody was upset because I tweeted what was coming up on the show.
Yeah.
So we just had Sebastian Salazar, right? Mm-hmm. We got Dave Jagler at 9 and Luke Thomas at 9:40. And I just went with what I thought was the best GIF out there on Daniel Cormier, which was the last time he was in the ring, he was crying.
Okay.
Because he had just lost to Jon Jones and he had poured everything into this rematch with Jon Jones and he got stopped. And some guy got all upset that that's the GIF that I picked.
That guy clearly has too much time on his hands.
You can interpret it as he's crying because the Junkies lineup is so good. that he's crying.
That's probably what it is.
Right. It could be appropriate. Plus, it pops and it made you check it out to see what was coming up on the show, which includes Cakes' entertainment page.
Wow, it's getting 3 minutes to do the EP.
We got plenty of time, Cakes.
Believe me, we got so much time.
There's just not enough time to get to all the silliness.
I think we got about a half hour.
God forbid we bump the next segment, which Drab put on the outline, the end of CDs at Best Buy.
I mean, it hasn't been the end of CDs at Best Buy for the last decade, and all of a sudden we're going to talk about it in 2018. Come on, Drab. Got to start with the box office. Your boy Flake saw the number one movie at the box office this weekend.
You love the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I do. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
You saw it this weekend.
I did. I would give it 3.75 cake batters. Pretty
solid.
That's
your most popular rating.
No, my most popular is generally a 4.
Why would you go see that over Sicario 2?
Because he saw it probably with his kid?
Yeah, I can't go see Sicario 2 with my 14-year-old and my 16-year-old daughter. That's not a movie that I would bring them to.
No, I get it.
That's a movie I would go see by myself.
I know. I just thought you told me you were going to see it this
weekend. But those days are pretty much done. If I do something by myself these days.
That's called Jason an Empty Promise.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you wanted to bring your kids to see the Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
No. Not versus. They work together.
Oh, they're a team.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Is the Wasp
and who are they fighting?
Evangeline Lilly, the silly from Lost?
Correct. You know what? My wife asked me, what else is Evangeline Lilly been in?
Stumped?
I said, outside of Lost, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Well,
that's the only thing I know that she's ever been in.
Yeah, she's known for Lost.
And Ant-Man is my buddy, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd,
who I actually met at the Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yes, you did.
In the pool when he was playing with his kids. But nice guy.
Now, I'll guarantee-
because usually a guy of that status, well, actually Mark Wahlberg was in the same pool, but usually they'll go to the
Big time.
It was in the same pool. People were so crowded. It was so crowded. I don't even know how he got
out of there. Paul Rudd was loving the fact that Marky Mark was there because that takes all the pressure off of him.
No, he wasn't in there the same time.
Except he gets body shamed.
But I saw Mark Wahlberg.
You know what? Paul Rudd had his shirt off for like 3 seconds in Ant-Man.
I'm sure he looked good.
He looks ripped. He looks completely ripped for this role.
He
didn't look ripped when I saw him, but that was years
ago. More like lean ripped. I mean, he's not Brock Lesnar, but he was ripped. He was in good shape.
I was amazed at how approachable Paul Rudd was.
Yeah.
Because you never would be that way.
Down to earth guy.
Me? Of course not.
No.
But Paul Rudd,
except
really
the summer
down
dress
to earth.
Party
really cool dude.
Yeah.
Loved talking about Kansas hoops. Big Jayhawk fan.
Loves Kansas City Royals.
Yep. But that was cool. So you saw Ant-Man and the Wasp, and
the villain was what?
What was her name? I don't know if she had a name.
There's Ant-Man
she had
and Wasp. Had a name.
There, she
Junebug.
She was like a shapeshifter. Like it was very, very weird. It's kind of a weird movie.
There has to be a name, Cakes. Your retention is
I think
that
her name
bad.
Was Ghost, but I'm not sure. She
Jason's really.
I don't get it. Why would you like that? Did you walk out of the theater going, you know what? I'm glad we went.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, because it weaves in some action with some humor. Paul Rudd's funny. It worked.
That's a good family movie.
When did you see it?
Saw it. When did I see it? I
saw Friday night?
Yesterday morning. Sunday. 10:20 showing.
I actually
had to wake up kind of early for that.
How'd you do that with church at 11?
Well, you know, JP, somehow I fit it all in. Somehow I budget my time over the weekends.
Sounds like church would be more entertaining.
No. He went to the Saturday evening mass.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what he did.
Saturday night. Yeah. Like I would go to church on Saturday night all the time. Rounding out your top five, Incredibles 2 has gone past the $500 million mark. It made almost $30 million this weekend. Jurassic World comes in at $28 million. That's at $333 million. The First Purge, again, this is Valdez. This is why we would go in as the no men, and we would say yes to the Purge, because in its first week, it made $17.1 million. Fourth place, you think, it's okay, but it only costs $13 million to make. So next weekend, it's going to bring in $8 or $9
million. Is this the third Purge movie?
I think it's the fourth.
I think it's the fourth.
Even though it's the first Purge right here.
It's a prequel.
It's the fourth Purge.
Okay.
And again, they're still making money. And Sicario, Day of the Soldado, little bit nubs at the box office, $7.3 million. Its budget was $35 million. It's made $35 million through 2 weeks.
All right, well, it's clearly the best movie of the bunch.
It's kind of nubby, though, at the box office.
Well, it's probably not on as many screens. Anytime I look up showtimes, Ant-Man Wasp is on like 100 screens.
Well, because everybody can see that movie, as your movie is a hard R.
Well, that's true. That's true. You can bring your kids. But every time I look at the showtimes, Ant-Man has 4 or 5 different screens in the theater.
Right. Well, because it probably has a 3D version.
Yeah,
it probably has an IMAX version.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised it's killing those other movies.
I don't ever go to a 3D version.
3D is such a ripoff.
Overrated.
Don't go to IMAX either. Even though Kevin will come on every other week and tell you to go see something.
It hurts your head.
At the Udvar Hazy and spend $4 extra on your ticket. Just, you know what? Movies are good enough.
I've been there.
Two dimensions. The two dimensions is plenty for me.
Yeah. I've been to the Udvar Hazy.
Give us a tease.
Unless you want to talk about Best Buy CDs.
Not talking about that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Biebs. Engaged. Next on The Fan. We have to give a big thank you to our friends at Whitlow's on Wilson for dropping off the delish free food today. Whitlow's offers something for everyone, from the half-price burgers to the rooftop tiki bar. It's one of Arlington's oldest and most popular dining and drinking spots. Plus, Whitlow's is the home of the Junkies Summer Dress Party coming up this Saturday starting at 4 p.m. Get your details at thefandc.com/summer. Here's the detail. Valdez. Big old crab legs.
Crab legs.
Silly.
They've got...
There's so many of them.
You look like
there.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I kind of do.
They
Except
brought
I didn't
crab
steal
legs.
These.
They brought crab legs. They brought sliders. They brought mac and cheese balls.
By the way, the first thing I said when I left the control room was, well, they definitely brought some sort of crab cake.
He goes, I smell something that's made of crab.
I had two of the... macaroni and cheese balls.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They are delicious.
I bet they are.
So thank you to...
You can't go wrong with fried mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I guess not.
So thank you very much to Whitlow's on Wilson for bringing the food by. I'm sure it will be consumed by everybody here.
Oh, I'm going to crush
it. At 106.7 The Fan.
We just didn't have enough time to plate up because we were talking to the people from Whitlow's, taking pictures.
Correct.
But I'm going to crush it at 9 o'clock.
As you should. Justin Bieber...
What's he crushing?
Crushing Haley Baldwin. They're now engaged. I had to look up.
Who is Haley Baldwin?
That's exactly what I was looking
up. Is that Alec Baldwin's daughter?
It is not.
Is that Billy Baldwin's daughter?
It is not.
All right, hold on. He's got one of Stephen Baldwin. That's Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Stephen's my name.
Correct, by the way.
Is she a little bit bald?
Speaking of Stephen is my name.
Of course she is.
Stephen is my name.
I caught Braveheart. At the perfect spot. I caught it on the weekend. Now, yeah. I started watching it at about 11:15 at night, which led me to watch until about midnight.
Where were they in the movie?
They were at the part of the movie where...
No spoiler, I'm just
William
kidding.
Wallace is betrayed by... Is it Robert the Bruce? On the
Robert
battlefield.
Robert the Bruce, yeah. And he couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it. He's crestfallen. And, I had to watch... From that point on. By the way, I never realized that Steven is my name.
Steven is my name.
Is the guy who's in The Departed. As one of the bad guys in The Departed. Didn't realize that until I looked up the cast of Braveheart.
Oh, I think I know that. Yeah, I know the character you're talking about.
Didn't realize that. Sorry, it's a little bit of a departure there on the EP.
Well, it was so long ago. It looks so different.
You don't know what year Braveheart came out. You can't pull it.
1995.
You can pull it. Apparently you can.
Did I just Mike Trout him? Did I Mike Trout him?
You just pummeled it. You just pummeled that meatball. I threw right down the middle. Apparently the proposal went down at a Bahamas resort where all of the security that was in the restaurant where
Albany,
it happened.
Was it Albany Club?
I'm trying to figure out exactly where
no
it happened.
No chance he was hanging out at.
Happened at a resort in the Bahamas. It doesn't say anywhere else.
All right.
They say everybody was at a restaurant on the property doing salsa dancing, which sounds god-awful and terrible, when Justin's security told everybody to put their phones down because something big was about to happen. He got down and proposed to Haley Baldwin.
Haley Rode Baldwin, 21 years old.
Yes.
That's not going to last. No
Probably
chance.
21
not.
Years old. How distraught would you be if your 21-year-old daughter said she had just gotten engaged?
Right, especially the Biebs.
It probably wouldn't go over well. Jamie Foxx not going to face any charges for allegedly striking a woman in the face with a certain part of his body back in 2002. Because
oh, yeah,
the case,
we did talk about that.
The case has officially been closed, according to TMZ.
Well, it happened a million years ago.
The woman accused Fox of assaulting her 16 years ago at a party at his place when he tried to get her to perform a certain act on him. She claims that she refused, so he then allegedly slapped her in the face with a certain part of his anatomy.
She wasn't sized.
No, she
you
was not.
You think he paid her off for these charges to go away?
How would I know? Couldn't tell you.
I'm surprised.
The smart money is yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised Beat Shazam is still on the air.
You know
it's
what?
Still going.
I watched it for the first time.
It's kind
ever.
Of an intriguing show.
It's kind of silly.
I've watched it before too, Valdez. Because again, it's like when you play games on this show, people just want to play along and try to
right.
beat whoever's
right.
playing. That's all. You just put yourself in that position.
You could do Junkie Shootout for 4 hours, and
absolutely.
People would be riveted.
100%. You could do Name That Hiring for 4 hours.
Yes. Now that would require.
And people would love it.
That would require about 100 hours of work from Matt Valdez.
You could do
getting
old,
it ready.
Old school song in the morning for 4 hours.
Oh, love
Name That,
that
Hiring is somewhat like Beat Shazam, right?
Yes.
Kind of.
You know what? I think we should do it tomorrow.
Why don't we do it for Game Show Wednesday?
We could do it for Game Show Wednesday.
Well, we rarely do Game Show Wednesday anymore.
We do. No, it's sponsored. Do. MGM
yeah,
National
yeah,
Harbor.
Exactly.
What's the last game
sponsored
we did?
Sponsored bit.
Who
what's
knows?
The last game we did?
Probably something I made up
didn't
on
we
Wednesday.
Do, didn't we do, was it NBA Draft, Missing Link?
I think we may have.
I don't remember that, but we haven't done Name That Hurt in a while.
It's because right, you're in Bald Head Island, Ricky.
Oh, that's all right, true.
We'll do Name That Hiding this
right,
Wednesday.
Let's do it. Let's do Name That
Commit to the bit.
Valdez is so bitter. He's got to have a producer.
Nah, you're too busy paying $200 to hit a bucket of balls.
Oh, my God. What a racket it is down there.
That is a full-on racket.
What a racket. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, you thought JP got hosed by buying a UFC fight.
It just
re-raised
I
him.
Paid a lot more. I bought like 10 UFC fights.
Yeah. Hey, I was entertained, Cakes.
I just think every gap wedge you hit was like $5.
I know.
And if you think about it, yeah, I paid $70, and the Joan Ward thing is I just watched it myself.
Yeah.
My wife was there for a little while, and then she went to bed.
Yeah, she said, I can't watch this nonsense.
You went to the movies to see Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you did go with two kids. You probably spent about $70 when it's all said and done.
Easily, because I always buy my tickets on Fandango, because I'm not going to line up and buy tickets like with all the lemmings, even though at 10:20, for a 10:20 showing, I mean, there's nobody there.
Nobody there.
But
it's the best time to see
it. So I paid $12 or $13 per ticket, and then it's $1.50 convenience fee on top. So then
let's just say $40 right there.
$40. I mean, there's four of us, and it's like
$14
a pop.
Okay,
that's $60 plus bucks. Then buy a popcorn. my son wanted a spicy chicken sandwich. He thought he said Chick-fil-A all of a sudden.
It was $100 to see the movie.
It's like I spent more to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp than you spent for the UFC fight.
There you go. Entertainment.
Yeah.
You pay to be entertained.
It's part of the entertainment budget. That's all. You got
to
spend
Keep
your money somewhere.
Like you have a budget.
Oh, I don't really have a budget. I really don't. I probably should have a budget. Don't. What are you going to do? JP would say, make a budget.
Nah. Most people don't use a budget.
Here's what I probably won't spend some of my budget on. Seeing Val Kilmer in Top Gun Maverick.
Isn't he huge?
Redoing his role, apparently. He confirmed it over the weekend on Facebook. He wrote these, quote, officially in the sequel to Top Gun, I so am looking forward to working with Tom, Joe, and Jerry, all such unique pros. He's battled cancer over the last few years, throat cancer.
Ooh.
So that's not good. And apparently it's made him a little bit hard to understand at times when he's talking. So I don't know how you're going to get around that if he's acting in a movie, but I guess we'll see how that works out.
Val what is
Kilmer
his best role
in the reboot? Val well, Kilmer's best role ever? Yeah, it might be in Heat.
Yeah, it's got to be in Heat.
It's pretty good.
By the way, is there any mallets for the crab claws?
I don't see any mallets. I don't see any Ryans out there. I think you're just going to have to rely on your own ingenuity over there somehow.
I got it. Shocker.
No Ryans.
I love that.
Is
How
he
many
the
of those
Ravens backup quarterback right now?
Is he still there?
Oh, Ryan Mallett?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Because
RG3 is a backup.
RG3 and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're a billion quarterbacks there in Baltimore.
Done.
I couldn't believe this headline. Rapper XXXTentacion signed a $10 million deal before his death, according to a report. signed a deal with music distributor Empire to release
would
his next
XXX?
Album. What? It's XXXTentacion. I don't know how to say his name. Isn't that correct, Drab? Am I saying it correctly or incorrectly?
I think you're right. JP's just a donk.
I don't know. It usually would go triple X.
I don't know.
If you rented a movie back in the day, you wouldn't go, I'm going to get one of those XXX movies.
No, but this is a proper
name. I don't think that's how he pronounced it. I think it's XXXTentacion.
Or Extension.
Or XXXTentacion. I'm going with XXX.
So he signed a $10 million deal for what?
For his next two albums. Before his untimely death.
Well, I guess that's not going to work out for him.
Next two awful albums.
He died at the age of 20.
By the way, we are sleeping on a great character that Val Kilmer played in 1993.
Hold on.
He played Doc Holliday.
Tombstone.
That was a good one.
It was very good, but I'll be fully honest. Kind of sleep on that movie. I've seen it. I don't know if I've seen it all the way through. I probably should because I know it's a classic. I don't get that size for westerns.
Oh, man, that's a great
film.
I'm
with you.
Are you waiting for somebody else to say it?
I'm just being honest. Not that size for westerns.
He played Jim Morrison. Acting.
He did play Jim Morrison. Though I will say, and this is not even me really being a shill, though mm-hmm. I did shill for this, Godless on Netflix, a few months ago it came out. It's really good. And it's a Western. So I was surprised.
Has anybody
that.
Checked out the Costner one? We had him on the show. Tombstone?
Axe Yellowstone.
Me. Yellowstone?
Sorry. I haven't seen it.
I'm watching it.
Is
Silly.
It good?
Drabby really? Likes
yeah.
it?
Ooh. Awesome. I mean, it's not a like a Western like you're thinking of.
It's No. I get it. So it's I picture it as being like what Dallas was like.
Never saw Dallas.
Yeah,
of course he didn't.
It's way before his time.
Like 4 years old when it came out.
It's family drama, right?
Drab T-shirt doesn't know how silly it was back in the day on Friday nights when I think at 8 p.m. Dukes of Hazzard came on. And then at 9 p.m. Dallas came on. And it was appointment TV viewing back in the day.
Wasn't a big Dukes of Hazzard
fan. I wasn't either.
Oh, I know you like to look
at Catherine Bach's ass, but
Daisy Duke?
It wasn't that great of a show. Dallas yeah. pummeled it. Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not in my opinion.
Keep sporting the Confederacy over there, Cakes.
Well, just because they had a Confederate flag on top of the car, I can't enjoy the show.
Bunch of rednecks.
I told you the rallies used to go to. I told you that last week.
And the sign that the EP is very slow today, Howard Stern Whack Pack member David Van Damme, who was known as Evil Dave Letterman, passed away at the age of 63 over the July 4th weekend. So that's sad news.
What's your Mount Rushmore of Whack Packers, Cakes?
Well, this is a big-time radio insider.
Radio insider.
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice is clearly on the Mount Rushmore of Howard Stern Whack Packers. And Bigfoot is, I mean, he's a...
I don't know anything about Bigfoot.
He's a no-brainer. Those are two of your four.
He's from Vermont, it is.
He is from Vermont. I don't know who I'd put on the other two spots.
Hank, the angry drunken dwarf?
Yeah, He has moved on to the next plane. Crackhead
Eric,
Bob.
Eric the actor.
Eric the actor probably makes your fourth. At least two of those guys are dead. Two of them are dead. Two's still alive. All right, that's your EP.
All right, coming up next, we talked about the Nationals earlier in the show. They have won three of their last four, but their rotation is struggling. Dave Jagler, the voice of the Nationals, on 106.7 The Fan, joins us next on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.